Winners and losers have the same goals. This is a quote by James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, one of my favorite books. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because we're talking about goals in this episode. And we want you to be a part of the group that not only sets goals, but actually makes them a reality. So let's get on with the intro. Hey, you're listening to episode 16 of the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're diving deeper into how to create a vision board. This is part two of my series of how to create a vision board, and part one is back in episode 14. So if you did not listen to that, definitely go back so you can get caught up and you can be at the point of what we're talking about now. This is one of those episodes where you want to sit down and actually do the things that I'm telling you to do with the documents that I talk about on this episode. If you're not in a place to do that, that's okay. You can still listen and have an idea of where we're headed to and then make a note to sit down and do it later. The documents that you will need for this part of the course are going to be in the details section of this podcast or in the description section. You'll see a link, and just like episode 14, you click on that link, you put your name, email address, you confirm it in your email, and then you'll get those documents to download. You want those documents because there's examples of goals there that will really serve you in when you start to write your goals. You'll want to see these examples and all of that stuff. So make sure you get that. All right, let's get on with the course. Right, let's recap what you learned in part one of this course. You learned what gets in the way of actually creating a vision, why you should create a vision, looking at three different perspectives, the brain kind of neuroscience perspective, the energetic / quantum physics perspective, and a biblical perspective. Then we talked about evaluating your life using the life wheel, and you had an opportunity to evaluate each area of your life just to gain some insight around your satisfaction level in each area, maybe what areas you want to focus on, and all of that. And then we went on to talk about visualizing and allowing yourself the space to visualize and dream up what it is that you want without having to know the how of it. So you spent some time visualizing mentally, and then you spent some time writing it down as if it already occurred. And then the homework was to brainstorm your goals. So this is us picking up from that place. All right, so the agenda for this part of the course is to talk about how your brain works in relation to your goals. And if you've listened to this podcast, you've heard me talk a lot about that, but we're going to recap on that. And then we're going to talk about why you should write identity-based goals and give you time to do that one at a time. So this is where you're going to want to pause for yourself to go through this. And then we'll talk about how to find the best images for your goals. And then your homework will be to find the images that relate to your specific goals and to start placing them on a vision board. No, that vision board can be an actual board, like a cork board or poster board, whatever kind of board you want, or it can be electronic where you do it in Canva and you put all your images together, however you want to do it. Remember, this is your board, so you want to make it in a way that feels right to you. I'm just giving you suggestions around things that I've seen work really well over the years of teaching on visioning. All right, starting off with a question. Of those that set New Year's goals, what percent actually achieves them? Any ideas? Think about it. I'll give you a clue. The percent that actually achieves them is the same percent of those that are admitted into Juilliard. So the famous school of music, dance, acting, that prestigious place. There's a small percentage that gets accepted into this kind of program. It's the same as those that actually achieve their goals, that set their goals. And it's 8%. You know what that means? That means 92% of people that set goals don't achieve them. And I'm here to tell you that you're going to be among the 8% because you know something different and because you're declaring that you're going to be committed to achieving your goals. And even if that takes you longer than the year, if you're making a vision board and you're saying, like, this is my 1 year vision board, sometimes things take longer. That's okay. That's okay. What matters most is who you're becoming. James Clear also said you should be far more concerned with your current trajectory than your current results. And basically what that means is that you should be more concerned about who you're becoming through this process. And the reason I'm sharing this is because my way of teaching you how to set goals is very identity-based. It's focused on the person you're becoming. It's focused on you having a certain kind of identity, so then you can think, like, if I am this kind of person, how do I behave in my everyday? And that might be broken down into more specific goals designed around your habits and your everyday actions and things like that. But the bigger picture is that you're becoming a different kind of person. And the reason why I say this too is because if you have a vision, that means that you currently don't already have that in your life. So that means that you're going to need to be a different kind of person to create the results of that vision. You're going to need to have some different mental programs, some different habits, some different environments. And the reason why I say that is because those current things in your life right now, think of it as like a recipe. It's creating some kind of thing, but it's obviously something different from the vision. Now, that means you have to have a new kind of recipe to create that vision cake, if you will. So that's why I'm really focused on, first of all, what kind of cake do you want to create? You can think of it that way. Then we can talk about what are the specific ingredients that you need for that cake. And that takes you, that's some more deeper work that I do in the rest of my course. But I really want you to get to the point of having a vision board, having some clear identity-based goals for yourself. All right, moving on. All right, so those that achieve their goals, that small 8%, if you look at the data, they achieve these goals because they become the kind of person that makes their dreams a reality. They develop the mental programs, the habits, the environment, all of that stuff. They really focus on targeting the subconscious part of their mind. Whether they're doing this consciously or not, that's what's causing this change to happen. So we have the conscious part of your mind and the subconscious part of your mind. The conscious is the 5% that is what you're consciously aware of. It's the dreams, the desires, the wishes. So this could be you thinking about all the things that you want to create in this next year or whenever. The subconscious, think about it as the doer, the part of you that actually makes that a reality. This is very identity-based. 95% of everything we do stems from the subconscious. The thoughts that we had yesterday, about 95% are the same today. And the reason for that is the subconscious is working very hard to keep a program running, a current identity running, that is built with the habits and all of that stuff. So have you ever heard someone say, part of me really wants to do this and part of me doesn't? Part of me really wants to get healthy and part of me rather just eat the cupcakes, the cake, all the chips, all those things, right? The part of you that wants to keep doing what you're doing, that's the subconscious. The part of you that desires more, the dreams and the wishes, comes from the conscious. Now, our goal is to make our subconscious line up with our conscious. Those that set goals but don't achieve them, they set the goals with their conscious part of their mind. They don't achieve them because the subconscious isn't on board. So how do we get the subconscious on board is really the question. We change our identity, how we're thinking in our minds, how we identify. We change our habits. And when you start doing this in repetition, it becomes programmed into your mind. It becomes automatic. That's what we want to happen. That is why I focus on helping you write identity-based goals, because I want to target more than 95% the subconscious. I want to target that more. I want you to start to think, if I am being this kind of person, how do they behave? What do they do every day? And then you will start to act that way when you start to look at it from that perspective versus getting attached to the results. I want you to focus more on the important part, which is who you are becoming and the identity that you want to have. All right, let's go through some examples. Let's say that you say you have a goal to run a race. I want to suggest that you have a goal to become a runner and maybe a certain kind of runner. The reason why is because when you think I'm a runner or I'm a marathon runner, let's say that's a goal of yours, then you would think, what does a marathon runner do every day? What are their habits? What do they think about themselves? And that changes how you show up in your everyday life. And those habits and your everyday things actually create the results that you want. This is why we're focusing again on the identity-based goals. Another example would be to write a page. Maybe you have the goal to write a page. But the actual goal that again, I suggest is to become a writer. So what does a writer do? Like, how do they think? A writer might think that every little bit counts. So any moment they get, maybe they're writing. They might think that in the morning they prioritize their writing, right? They might be somebody who surrounds themselves with other writers. This is the stuff I want you to start to think about. Another example is instead of to eat, you know, a healthy meal, your goal might be to become a healthy person. And that changes the way you think and the way you act if you own that identity. So I want you to start programming these new identities that you want to have. We behave based on who we think we are. James Clear has another quote I love, and it is, I'm paraphrasing it, every action you take is a vote for who you want to become. And this statement has truly changed my life because it makes me view things very differently. Like when I do something, I'm like, okay, this is a vote for who I want to become. Do I want to become this kind of person? The one that eats so unhealthy all the time? Because I'm voting to be that. And whatever you practice, you get really good at. And I say whatever you practice, you program. So you can think about it as like the votes of who, what kind of person you want to become. Everything you do, thinking about it that way. Now, some people think that the goals that I advise people to write kind of go against what a lot of other goal teachers say as far as being super specific and time measurable and all of that. What I focus on is more of who you're becoming and changing that identity, because I have seen it play out where when you start to change who you identify as, you behave differently. And all the other smaller specific goals will come into your mind because you're like, yeah, I'm this kind of person, so I behave this kind of way. And In my course, when I go further along into my course, I break it down more into the habits that you want to have every day. But for now, the purpose of this two-part series is really just to get you to a point of having some clear identity-based goals that you can put on a vision board, and then you can start to think about what are those everyday things that I need to be doing to make sure that my goals will become a reality. And that's farther down along the road, so you know where we're headed. All right, so let me give you some examples of some goals using the formula that I recommend that are identity-based. The formula I recommend using is be, and then you describe whatever it is you want to be, and then add the word and feels, and you describe how you want to feel. Because remember, everything we do it because we think it's going to make us feel a certain way. So that's really our real goals, right? Is to feel a certain way. And we have some ideas of things that are going to help us feel that way. So I like to really highlight the feeling. And then this goes back to when you create your vision board, we want to make sure that the images spark the feelings that you want to have. It makes you really think about that. All right, some examples. These examples are based on some of the top goals that people have with the new year. All right, starting with a personal development goal. A popular one is to read more. So instead of writing it like that, Using the formula, you could write something like, be a reader who reads one book a month and feels proud of myself for being committed to learning. So you notice that we put the word be in there. We described it in detail, and then we added the feeling. So another personal development goal that's popular is to get more organized. So instead of that, you might write something like, be an organized person who always puts things in designated places and feels peace in my home. So that means on your board, if this was a goal for you, you would have some images that spark peace in your home, that spark those kinds of feelings. And then maybe you would have images of you getting these pretty little jars that are glass that you can label things in. I was just talking to my sister about that today, how she's doing that. So maybe she has that on her board. So you guys see where we're headed. And I have examples for all categories listed on that identity-based goals sample sheet. So you can look at that. All right. And then, I'm sorry, I'm moving these papers around. You can hear them. I want to just give you some examples of my own goals. So let's look at spirituality. So I have a goal there that I am, it's worded as be a meditator who meditates in the morning and evening every day and feels calm and grounded. So that's a goal of mine. So on my board, I might have some images of things that make me feel calm and grounded, or of me sitting there meditating, or maybe like a silhouette of someone sitting there. And that's my time, I feel like, with God. It's my time to focus on what I want to create and visualize. I feel like, to me, meditation really means to focus on something. So it's a little side note. And then let's say for fun, I have to be an international hiker who feels adventurous. So I'm going to put down things that on the board that make you feel adventurous, maybe images of me hiking, maybe a passport, something like that. All right, you see the direction that we're headed. All right, so what you're going to do is take the sheet where you brainstorm your goals, and you're going to look at that sheet, and you're going to turn those goals into identity-based goals using by looking at the examples from the sample sheet and by using the formula B, fill in the blank, and feels, fill in the blank there. So take the time one by one to do that. Now, I timed myself to see how long this would take, and I was somebody who had more than one goal in each area. I advise to get started, you have at least one goal. Just focus on one to begin. If you get really excited and you want some more, then cool, add those. So I had about three-ish in each area, and it took me about 3 minutes per category. That's not that long. By looking at the examples and all of that, because you've done all the prep work. So let's say it takes you 5 minutes, right? There's 8 categories. So it's not gonna take you 5 minutes, I really don't think, since you've done the prep work. But let's say it did. That means what? It took you 40 minutes to be very specific and clear about your goals and the things that you want to focus on. Give yourself that gift of time. And if it only takes you 3 minutes, what, less than 25 minutes and you're clear on your goals? Give yourself that time. You deserve it. Be intentional with your life. All right, done preaching. You know, we're moving on. I believe in you, and I know that you can do this. And I know that this next year can be the best year of your life if you're intentional about it. Now, for some of my goals, I wrote down notes next to it that were like more specific, but I still kept it broader with the identity. And that allowed me to think about, like, specifically, I'm going to put an image of this specific thing up. So let me give you an example. So for family, one of my goals is to be a more supportive, fun, and loving sister, daughter, and friend who feels loved. Now, when I think about being that kind of person, my idea is different trips that could happen with my siblings, with my family, where I can really contribute to the fun part of planning it and the things that we're going to do. So it might specifically get broken down farther into a goal of planning a sister trip every year. So on my board, I'm still thinking, like, I want to be this more supportive, fun, and loving sister, daughter, friends. I might put an image of, like, you know, three sisters, like a silhouette of three sisters taking a trip together or something like that. So know that a lot of these goals that are bigger will involve, again, a lot of smaller goals within them. And you might want to represent some of those smaller goals on the board. And that's totally fine. It's up to you. But we are focusing on identity-based goals. All right, now you got to find those images that are specific to your goals. I used to be the person that taught vision boards to have people look at magazines and find all whatever image feels good to you out of that magazine. And then I thought, how much more powerful is it to actually find an image that is specific to your goals? So I'm looking at my vision board right now as I'm speaking, and I see on my vision board that I have a thing that says Power Up Podcasting, and it's got my mentor, Pat Flynn, and a big podcasting mic on it. And that was representing a specific goal I had to complete his Power Up Podcasting course, which I did this year. So that's me being very specific. There is a image of a scuba diver on there, and that represented my specific goal to become certified, get my PADI open water diving certification, and to do some dives, which I completed that. So those are just some examples to get you to have you have some ideas. Now, I also want to say that there's some things on my vision board I'm looking at right now that did not become a specific reality this year, but I did take action on them. And I will move them to my next vision board. I don't feel like a failure about that. That is something that people say to me a lot, is like, well, I don't want to write these goals because what if I fail? What if I fail? Don't let your mind go there. Focus on progress. I like to say I choose progress over perfection. So I look at my board and I'm really proud that I made progress on all the things that are up there. The majority of them have already become a reality. The rest of them are on the way. I know that to be true. And I'll move that part to my next board. I know this past year I had some kind of goal related to being a healthy eater who feels energized and all of that good stuff. And I'm looking at my board right now and I see three different kinds of plants, foods in there. One of them is a smoothie that's like a got a bunch of greens in it. Another one is like a salad bowl. And then there was like a salmon kind of dinner. And I can tell you, this past year, I ate a lot more salads than I did in the previous years. I loved having a salmon meals. I had a greens kind of smoothie drink every single day. I became what I identified as a healthy kind of eater. And those images made me think of how I can be that way every single day. All right, now how to find the images that are specific to your goals. There's three sites that I like to use. One is Pinterest, the other is unsplash.com, and then of course Google. So on Pinterest, I'm looking at it right now. You'll search a word related to your goals. I'm going to search the word read in the search bar. And then when I go down, I will find an image that I like. And I found one that has, like, looks like a cartoon kind of like character looking in a book. And their hair is standing up over the book. And it says, between the pages of a book is a lovely place to be. I'm like, oh, that's cute. I'm going to add that to my board to make me think about being a reader and wanting to read a book every week. So I'm going to hover over the image. And then there's three little dots in the right-hand corner. So I don't even need to click on the image. Just hover over it, click those little dots, and then it'll say download image. And then you'll just save that image. Now, if you want to create a board on Pinterest, you can do that. And what the board allows you to do, think of it as a folder. It allows you to store all these images into that folder, and then you can download them all and save them at a different time. So that is an option. If you want to do that, what you do is you actually have to click on the image, and then you'll, in the right-hand corner, you'll see the place where you can save it to a board or create a board if you haven't. I created one called Vision Board 2020. All right. Then Unsplash has a great, it's all photos. So sometimes this can be nice because instead of Pinterest having articles and stuff attached to it, because a lot of the images on Pinterest will have text over it, and maybe you don't want your board to have a ton of text on it. I want you to be mindful of how much text or wording you do have on your board, because remember, it's about sparking feelings for you. Sometimes people will create a board and they'll have just a bunch of words all over it, and that doesn't always kind of generate the feelings that you want to have or the images that are associated specifically with your goals. So just keep that in mind. Where Unsplash will allow you to search just images. Unsplash is a free site and it has just so many photos. So you go in the search engine, I'm just putting again the word read, and there's just photos of a book open with the sun shining and a little cup of coffee and a stack of books. Like, that's cute. It makes me feel like this cozy kind of comfy environment to read. It inspires me. So what you do is you can hit the plus sign, which will allow you to add it to a collection. That will require you to actually have an account with them, which you can do for free. And you can start to create a collection of the photos that you like, kind of like putting it in its own folder that you can download at a later date, just kind of like Pinterest. So instead of a board, it's called a collection. And then you can do that, or you can just simply download it right away, which is you see the image, you hover over it, and you click the, in the right-hand corner, there's an arrow that faces down. Click that, and you can save it into your computer, into your vision board folder on your actual computer. So that's an option there. And then the next option is Google. You can simply go to Google, and you know how to work Google, and you put in whatever you want, and you can search images. And then save those. And I like to use Google when it's something that's more specific. Like an example would be like the course that I would like to take. I would find the image that's associated with their marketing stuff and then put that on my board. So these are three different ways you can find the specific images. Your goal now is to find the images related to your goals. Then once you have all of them, you are all set to create your board. Now, no matter what way you decide your board, whether that's an actual physical board you're doing it on or in an electronic way, I like to advise that you put your images that are related to the same kinds of goals next to each other, that it's kind of organized in some way just to help your brain with what it's focusing on. For those that want to create an electronic board, I recommend using Canva. So Canva is a free site that you can go to that has some awesome templates already there. And just for those that don't know what Canva is or how to use it, if you create yourself an account, you can go on there and in the search section, I like to search for collages, and you will see, or photo collages, some templates that you can use. Click on one that looks good to you. Once you've clicked on that template, you'll hit use this template, and then over on the left-hand side, you're going to see where you can upload your photos. Hit uploads, add all those photos that you found, and then you can drag them over onto the board in the appropriate areas. You can drag them over without even having an actual image box for it. You can even just create your board on a completely blank template. That's usually what I do, and I drag my photos and place them where I want them to go. And some of them I have to like push forward and put the other one in the background. And there's editing stuff that allows you to do that. You can make this as complicated or as simple as you want it to be. When you're done, you download it. You can save it on any devices so that you can always look at it. My advice is that when you're done with this board, that you place it in a place where you can see it all the time and you're always reminded of it. For the parties that I teach, after we do this kind of part of the course, we get together and everyone shows up with their images. And at the party, they place them on their physical board. And it's just really fun to get together, share stories, so you can even make a party out of it if you want to. All right, now, if you complete your board, I want to know. So tag me or message me on social media. You can find me at Ange Barnard or at Intentional Mind Podcast. Find me and let me know so I can celebrate with you, I can encourage you, and all of that good stuff. All right, if you've got a lot of value out of this podcast and you haven't left a review yet, please do so. Super easy to do. It's a way of saying thank you, and it helps people find the podcast. You scroll down to the bottom of all of the episodes, you hit the stars, and click write a review and hit submit. Thanks for all of those that have done this. Now, my hope and prayer is that something amazingly awesome happens for you today. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.